Hello, I'm John Mattos from the Employee Ownership Association, and thank you for joining me for episode 19 of the EOA podcast. The previous episode of the podcast tied into our theme for EO Day 2023 of hashtag the EO Effect, and is showcasing the impact of employee ownership. To expand on this, we look at how being employee-owned can be transformational for workers at all levels of an EO business, especially those in traditionally low-paid sectors. And later on, we will hear from employee-owned cleantech. First, the podcast caught up with Russell Brown, who is the chief executive at Shore Healthcare, the largest employee-owned care provider in the UK, which employs more than 3,000 people working in care homes, community hospitals, and on care schemes throughout the country. Shore Healthcare set up its Employee Ownership Trust, or EOT, in May 2020. The company says its success is down to its employees and states it wants them to feel valued. As well as every employee having received £1,350 tax-free in a series of bonuses in 3 years since becoming EO, Shore has heavily invested in its training and development, benefits packages and salaries, being an accredited real living wage employer. Russell spoke to the podcast about how employee ownership is having an impact on co-owners at all levels of the business.
Yeah, I mean, we're very much trying to create a family feel to our business. We thrive on working together, supporting each other. Teamwork's really crucial to what we're doing. And we're very much a people business. So whether it's obviously doing the best for the residents or their families, but it goes beyond that. It's supporting everyone who's working. So we try and support each employee. Probably the easiest thing to explain is the element of sharing some of the profit in the form of EOT bonuses, and obviously that is something we introduced when we became an EOT, so everyone periodically is able to benefit from a tax-free bonus, and those bonuses are shared equally, so the same payout for a senior person as to someone at a lower level within the business, so everyone gets the same bonus. So whether you're a cleaner, whether you're a kitchen assistant, whether you're a support worker, whether you're a nurse or a manager or a director, everyone gets the same. The only variation on that is if you're part-time, then that's prorated, and that's the strength, the quality of the payout. Everyone is getting the same bonus. I think it demonstrates that everyone is treated equally, and that kind of shared kind of, again, family, we're all in this together, I think comes through. Apart from that, other things, we've done lots of employee recognition. So we visit the services, we recognise long service, we have service champions. So we're trying to give a lot more recognition to the achievements of our workforce. And we go around to all of the different services. We've got 60 across the UK. Another thing we're working really hard on is trying to give employees a voice. So through our intranet system, we're giving them a chance to actually tell us a little bit about what they think with their employment experience. So we do surveys at periodic points in their life cycle with the company. So when they start, a couple of weeks in, a month in, 3 months in, 6 months, that sort of thing. Just telling us about the issues that they face and the issues that work for them in the business.
The EOA champions the benefits of businesses giving employees a stake and a say through employee ownership. Inspired by hearing Russell talk about how Shore Healthcare shares its bonuses equally, the podcast paid a visit to the Watford headquarters of employee-owned cleantech to showcase more of the impacts and benefits EO can have for employees at all levels. The commercial cleaning specialist was founded in 2000 and operates across the UK in both the public and private sectors, with a second site located in Birmingham. It became employee-owned in March 2021, when founders Peter Rochford and Chris Rogers sold the majority of their shares to an EOT. And 2 years on, Cleantech was welcomed as a trustee member of the EOA. Cleantech is the largest employee-owned cleaning company, with almost 2,000 employees, many of whom are part-time cleaners. In the EOA story to mark EO Day 2023, Cleantech stated that EO can be transformational for workers in traditionally low-paid sectors, such as cleaning. To expand on this point, the podcast caught up with both of Cleantech's founders, its independent trustee, its longest-serving colleague who acts as an employee trustee, and to the chair of its Employee Voice Council, to get their different perspectives on this transformational effect. First up, we hear from co-founder and managing director Peter, who says becoming employee-owned means its staff are now recognised as more than just employees, but partners in a business they have been intrinsic in helping create and instrumental in making a success. He began by speaking about the values that underpin the business, which becoming employee-owned has helped formalise.
If I put the vision really into sort of perspective here, the vision of Cleantech is the purpose. The purpose of Cleantech is we care about Cleaning and those who work with us. And that has been myself and Chris's foundation stone from day one right through to the day. Yeah?
Yeah.
So when you actually talk about the purpose, we care about Cleaning and those who work with us, that means so much. And that is everything we do, from how we look after our staff, how we look after our clients, how we look after the environment. It's not just one particular thing. How we look after suppliers, how we work with the banks, how we look with solicitors. There's lots of, it's not just the staff that work directly within Cleantech that make a difference for us. It's a community as a whole. And to say that we became employee-owned, I am so proud of that, because lots of other companies would have went down the trade sale route. They would have taken their money and run, yeah? And I personally, Chris is the same, neither of us could actually put our names to that, because we've spent over 20 years building this business up. It's still our baby, even though it's actually become employee-owned. We still are very much involved in the day-to-day running of the business. We haven't taken the money and run. We still want to make sure that this journey is the best for the business, but also too that the right leader is actually part of actually the future succession of the business. And it's given people opportunities. Again, too, from us as an organisation, just because you actually start as a cleaning operative on the shop floor, we've got great stories of actually people that have come through the ranks. And that's what we want to make sure, is people know there's opportunities here. And when I leave the business at some stage, to know that I've actually achieved something bigger, when I've made a difference in people's lives, that I'm proud with.
So what are some of the lessons that you've learned then in terms of your journey into when you decided EO was for you, and then the transition, and then afterwards? What are some of the things you've learned along the way, would you say?
When you become employee-owned, yeah, it's not a light switch moment. Yeah, you don't actually just become employee-owned and everything's, hey, presto, it's all set up. It takes a while, but what you really need to actually work on is educating people in all levels of the business of why you become an employee-owned and how the actually business operates. Because people actually have lots of different perceived ideas and views of an employee-owned business. So you really have to make sure that the message that you send out is a clear, concise message.
And we talk about the transformational effect that EO can have on people at all levels of a business.
Yeah.
Now that you are EO, how has that manifested itself, would you say?
When you actually become employee-owned business, fundamentally too, you've got to look, there is the money going forward for the staff, but it's also to the way of life. There's a bigger picture, and actually it's people having a say within their business, within actually having a say within their workforce. And we actually have the employee council, which we believe is so intrinsic to actually the business. Because it's given actually the people a say, not just actually at ground floor level, but also too at board level. And that's what we need to make sure, that there is a clear actually avenue for people, for their voice to come through the business. So things like that, you have to make sure that everybody's listened to. And that's what it's all about. That's what this business is all about.
To expand on the opportunities available to people at all levels at Cleantech, next up we hear from the company's independent trustee, Pat Brennan. Pat knows the company well, having been Cleantech's bank manager from 2011 until he retired from banking in 2020, which coincided with the business becoming employee-owned and asking him to come on board. As well as chairing the EOT board, Pat has been getting involved in the company's work around employee engagement, and also in the next phase of succession planning to help develop future leaders in the business. The podcast spoke to Pat about its values and this transformational effect of EO. But he started by talking about these pathways and opportunities for employees to progress at Cleantech, who he says have really grasped the EO mantle.
We have just tried to involve the employee council in developing some of our ideas around our environmental plans, because like all businesses, we want to have a reduced carbon footprint. We've also involved them in how we structure our EO days, and I think that the the one just passed has really been a significant improvement in terms of the number of people that we've got involved on the day across the business, particularly as we're quite naturally spread out over so many working sites. And all of that, I think, encourages people to believe that they've got a greater role to play in the company than simply doing the job that they're originally employed to do. That, we hope, along with training and coaching and new development plans that we want to bring on board for managers of the future, apprentices and people like that, we hope that people will feel that there is a career path for them at whatever level they join us through to the very most senior levels in this business.
From your position as an independent kind of trustee, you know, talk to me a bit about that kind of level of engagement at trying to engage people at all levels at Cleantech.
I think one of the things that we've tried to do, and I in particular, I suppose, have really tried to press home initially, was the idea of defining our purpose. Every single decision we make across this business can, should and must be referenced to that purpose. We've also done some work around defining the values that underpin that. We've gone out to people across the business and said, do you identify with the values that we have across our business? And if so, what do they mean to you? And their responses are the quotes that we've got on the various panels that are all over the offices as you walk around here today. And that really is a manifestation of the type of engagement that we're getting. None of that would have happened pre being employee owned.
And we talk about the transformational effect that employee ownership can have. Do things like the quotes that you mentioned there kind of show that it's starting to have that effect on everyone?
I think one of the oft quoted questions that people have post transition has been, so what's changed? Because people understand the ownership of the business has changed and they can grasp that concept. So what else has changed? And I think here, because those values were already in evidence in how everyone behaved, those values were a really important driver of why we actually became employee owned. Because we have those values, because we didn't want to, or the founder directors did not want to sell or to conduct a trade sale that, you know, could put at risk the culture that they've built up over 20 years. What's changed since is that we've got better at articulating it. Because if people are going to quite understandably say, well, what's changed? We want them to be able to say, or we want to be able to show them, well, we've actually got a lot better at articulating about what's good about Cleantech. Do you agree? And actually, when people see that for themselves visibly, actually, that then creates an element of buy-in that wasn't necessarily there before, because now it's spelt out for them. And because they've been instrumental in driving the articulation of those values, and the actual, we've used their quotes word for word, they can actually see that this is a business that listens to them, that plays back to them what they've said it's like to work here. That can only go to reinforce for them why this is a good place for them to work.
To follow up on how Cleantech communicates and goes about keeping its EO front and centre with employees such as its cleaners, next up we hear from HR and office manager Jackie Jameson. Jackie has been with the company since it was set up, and as well as sitting as a trustee on the EOT board, part of her day-to-day job involves making sure people at all levels are aware that Cleantech is employee-owned and what it means to them. She spoke to the podcast about the challenges that come with trying to raise awareness of its EO with a high number of part-time cleaners who work just a few hours each day, but started by talking about the positivity being felt across the business since it transitioned to employee ownership.
It's given us a new vigour, a new life. the company was doing well and we could have gone on, but to become employee owned, it is exciting. Although it's the same and we've got security, it's a new venture. It's just making you more pride knowing that you're part of something bigger. You know, day to day, it's a day to day job. You've got to do your job. But when you think about it, it is enlightening. It is good, and it's a good way to go. I mean, everybody is getting more engaged, definitely. Everybody is more aware, but I think it's gradual. Because of our industry, a lot of our cleaners are just part-time. They may only be working 2 hours a day. So our main goal at the moment is to make them aware of the EO and what it means to them. For the full-time employees, they're all on board. We are at that stage. It's the part-time ones that we just keep reiterating it so they are all on board and they understand. Most of them do, but it's something that we've got to keep going. Like I said, visually, they've got to have visual things that they can see in all the different places. It's got to be in the cleaning cupboard because we work in all different places, so we can't put it in their premises, but we can put it within the cleaning cupboard so they can see it every day when they go in. As long as we keep getting the message out there and they understand what they're a part of and they understand that, then it is exciting for them. But everybody is aware that everything they do could have an impact on the company. So everybody wants to do well for the company because they're part of it. They're all partners, owners, they're all part of the business.
As well as Jackie's role, the Employee Council at Cleantech also plays a key role in raising awareness of its employee ownership and making sure people know how to make their voices heard as partners in the business. Patrick McDonough is Financial Controller at Cleantech and joined the business just 6 months before it moved to employee ownership. He was nominated by the EOT board to chair the Employee Council, which meets every 2 months and takes employee suggestions and feedback to the EOT board meetings. The podcast spoke to Patrick about his role and how the feedback loop works at Cleantech in terms of gathering views in the council and discussing these with the board.
Being chairman of Cleantech Services Employee Council, it's opened my eyes to kind of engage with my co-partners, to listen to their ideas, to bring ideas and suggestions forward to the trustee board. And then also being a champion for Cleantech Services as well, being an ambassador for Cleantech, that this is an amazing situation that Cleantech Services is in, being employee owned, where everybody has a voice, everybody can be heard. So with the council members at the moment, quite a lot of them are kind of area managers for particular districts throughout the country. So our co-owners have chance to speak to these council members to give them feedback on suggestions, questions, all that type of stuff. But also then as well, we have suggestion boxes, we have a dedicated email account. So it's an eye-opener for them, and that they do have something that they could suggest, like could be taken on board within Cleantech Services itself. There's a medium there for you to kind of ask questions, suggestions, any ideas at all, good or bad, or anything that could make Cleantech Services better. It's always going to be a safe space, and all those particular ideas would be discussed at the Employee Council.
In terms of employee engagement, you know, talk to me a little bit about how you go about then making people see that being part of an employer and business can be transformational for them.
Being co-owners, like, everybody has a voice. Everybody has a say in how the company is run. Everybody's voice is going to be heard. It doesn't matter how many hours they do or how many days they work. Everybody's equal. It's all about making sure that we get the word out there to all employees, to all the co-owners, and that everybody has an opportunity to make a difference, to give suggestions, ideas, to make Cleantech Services a very good company to work for.
Each episode of the EOA podcast ends by asking someone from within the EO sector, why do you love employee ownership? This love for EO was very much in evidence during the podcast visit. A few days earlier, Cleantech had celebrated the impact employee ownership is having on the business as part of its EO Day 2023 activities, with decorated Hoovers and special T-shirts dotted around the office. And fellow co-founder and company director Chris Rogers summed up the love for EO being felt across the business.
I think it's lifted a lot of the people. They can see what we're doing and why we're doing it. and like with EO Day a couple of days ago, when I spent a few hours with them and we finished, you felt the buzz, you know, and those guys that was there knew they're there for a purpose, but they had the buzz too. So it said to me, this can only get stronger. Much of the cleaning is the same work as if it was just clean tech, but with the EO now that's involved, it gives them something at the end of the tunnel in years to come.
Yeah.
You know, and there's a lot of them looking forward to that.
The EOA would like to thank Cleantech for opening its doors to the podcast. It spoke a lot about how it goes about educating its staff on employee ownership. On this theme, the EOA offers a range of courses for EO businesses to empower and develop their leaders, employee trustees, and around employee voice. We also host virtual and in-person events throughout the year for members to gain insights from businesses within the EOA network. To find out more, or for dates for our upcoming courses or events, or to get in touch with the EOA, visit our website at employeeownership.co.uk. Thank you for joining us for episode 19. Until next time, keep on sharing the love for employee ownership. Goodbye.